Yeah, it's pretty loud. My guest from another studio.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I love this song. Okay, it's my song, but anyway, I love this song. Sun is going down. It's called In LA. Ilona Europa, every Monday, the same seat, beautiful studio, four microphones, sometimes many guests, sometimes two guests. But today is one of those days that my brain needs to work even more clearer. What am I saying and why? Fact is, and everybody knows, that Ilona has problems speak English well. Okay, and today I think I'm a little nervous, probably more than my guest. Why? Because my guest is very smart, very well educated, and he has strength that I do not have. He speaks perfect English, but with an accent. That's what is the coolest things ever. I don't know what to say. You know, I think we need to start just introduction. And I will be not doing that because I don't want to mess up the name. Then let's start from my, what is the hand? Right side. Right side. Hello, doctor.
Hello. Hi.
What is your name?
My name is Dean Jin.
Okay, that's a very unusual name. Okay. When you say like that, you do not have an accent. Do you have one?
Accent?
We had this discussion, you know.
I actually have some thought about the word accent.
We need to hear this. I heard a little bit of that. We had this cool conversation before we entered studio. You know, you give me the story and give to everybody. What does mean accent to you or to everybody?
Well, it all started about 28 years ago when I first came to this country. And we got into this issue about accent. And then I did a little research into it, and I found, amazingly, one thing, that actually nobody has any accent. Why? Because by definition, accent belongs to other people, something that other people have. But since no one is other people, that technically says that one. No one has
an accent. I just feel so good in America right now. What accent? Ilona does not have any accent. No, I don't. I love my way how I speak. I cannot do differently. Then let's say that what I'm speaking with, this funky, what we call no accent right now, is something that Ilona just is. That's Ilona, okay? Doctor, I need to say to the people that you are very, very well educated. I will come back to your life story because people know when they listen to Accent On that when I bring very interesting guests who have journey behind them and they still are rolling dice and who knows when the life will be in 20 years, you know, for you or for us, you know, we just want to know more the personal little bit twist of faith of our guest. And I think you will give us a lot of great, great stories when it comes to your life. What do you think? Will you share with us a little bit here and there?
I would love to. I would love to. But I do have to make one little modification.
Okay.
Highly educated is a word that's very hard to define.
It's
just
true.
Because someone has a doctor's degree, it doesn't necessarily mean that this person is highly educated.
I like that.
Someone, you know, could be highly educated without having actually any diploma.
Because they all just work on themselves and they just try to be better and just study what they like, what they wish to know more. And the education will just comes to them maybe easier way, different way that everybody does.
Yes.
Huh, but I think you are somehow both ways. I think you are very highly educated. Don't take this away from me. I like that. Okay. You got a doctor degree and many, many different before, you know, then you are highly educated because you are still studying and developing your inner self into something that you will tell us what this will be in a few years. I feel that you have very good journey in front of you. But I need to introduce our guest, and I love them dearly. My two guests, they were with us already, like, I think twice or three times. Okay, Raju, could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, my name is Raju Vituri. I'm 16 years old. I go to Oak Park High School, and I'm a student of Dr. Dian Zheng.
Now we understand that this is a pretty serious accent on. I'm laughing. It never is very, very serious, but it really is. We'll be talking about education. We'll be talking about young people's future. We'll be talking about a very, very important and smart man who is helping them to be better. Raju will be having some questions. We'll be talking a little bit more how to help smart young people, boys and girls like you, Raju, to just achieve their own goals, especially that they need to go to college very soon. And I know it's not easy. My daughter is almost done with college this year. She will be done with USC. I said done, but in a way, it was the bestest 3 years of her life. She's finishing much faster than most of students. Then thank you to the school, and thank you that she's so smart, but also thank you to people like our doctor that really just shows them the way and shows them how. And then we have another wonderful guest with us. Hello. I call her Mama.
Hi.
But really, what is your name?
Hi, I'm Sarita Ivaturi.
Okay, and Sarita and Raju and Shitanya, there are three people I really love so, so much. They're like my family, and it's not like even. I feel like I am, and they are my family. I'm privileged to teach both of them or coach singing. We are writing music. We are producing albums. And I just know them for a year and a half right now, maybe going into 2 years. And Shitanya is the beautiful young 12-year-old singer. From time to time, I'm playing her music and our music. And she's just finished her album. We'll be playing two songs from the album. Raju recently just got, I think, invited to our beautiful table of talented people, and we discovered that this guy is just hot. He is amazing already singer. He writes beautiful lyrics also. It's very different from the sister, but OMG, oh my God, again. Very, very talented musician and great singer also. Then we'll hear the two songs which he's part of, and we are working with Raju on his own album. But his road is very important right now. Raju, you will be in a college when?
I'm in 11th grade right now, so about 2 years.
2 years. Yeah. Why do you think, Mommy, that is so important to just thinking so ahead and just being sure that your son, who I know is a very smart student, that he will be ready for college? And you needed to also, Raju, walk with our doctor, our guest.
Right. Education is very, very important. And most of all, we need that path for our kids. As parents, we give life to them, we bring them to the earth, but we can't write their destiny. We just have to facilitate it through these great teachers or mentors who can show them the real path. And, I'm really blessed to be associated with great teachers like Dr. Cheng and yourself, Ilona, who could mentor my kids and show them the path. So that's what they say in Sanskrit. We call a teacher guru, and guru really means, gu means darkness, and ru means who disseminates darkness, meaning teacher is the person who would eliminate the darkness and show you the path to your goals. And, it's very, very important for us, regardless of what Raju becomes tomorrow. You know, he may be an engineer, a singer, or a doctor. I don't know. It's his choice. But showing him that real path, identifying himself, only a teacher can show that path to them. And it's not just mom and dad, right? It takes a community to raise a child. And here's this beautiful community we can give to our children.
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. Would we agree with this, Professor?
Yes, that's indeed. That's very well said.
Wow.
I am myself also a parent, and everything that all parents are concerned about or cared about their children, I think we share the same experience. And the most important thing, besides giving birth to our children, we cared about their mental, their spiritual, their intellectual growth, because we know that they are going to grow up and be walking into a world full of complexities and surprises, happiness, joy, sadness, miseries, all kinds of things. And they need to be prepared to be able to deal with it in the real world.
You're right, and it's a really, really not easy to step into a young child's life and just direct them gently, because some of them will say, I can do it on my own, I don't want to listen, I don't think so, you know better. Or they will just say, okay, mommy, what do you want? And maybe they don't want what parents think is right for them. There need to be this agreement, you know, between all of us. You represent and you own amazing educational center in Thousand Oaks. Why Dr. Zheng is here, because we want everybody to know about this place. And I would love to start from that, and we'll rewind your life a little to the beginning of times, like 40-something years ago, okay?
Yeah.
And then we'll know how everything started. But could you give us a little bit explanation? You own a really nice, great, very well-known and many, many years existing education center for young people. Could you give us the pitch? I call this pitch because pitch will come from you the best, okay?
Okay, well, I think thank you very much for letting me talk about that. Actually, I didn't expect to talk about my center, but well, now that you asked, there is. I enjoy teaching, and I myself am a very ardent learner. I like to learn, and learning makes me happy. Learning makes me allows me to see and understand a lot of things, and I consider it to be very, very helpful in my life. So when it comes to raising my kids, and I see them growing up, you know, every parent, I'm sure my emotion, my feeling is the same as every single parent in the world, that we see this little darling, little small life growing up, and we want to extend and continue our love for them. And how do we do that? The best we can give them is to equip them, just like what? If you want to send someone onto a journey, you want to send someone to a journey, and what do you think? He's going to take on a very long journey. And you will think about how to prepare, what food he needs to carry, and what equipments he needs to have. If he's going to be camping somewhere, he needs the tools, equipments. And you want to think about that, because you have been there before. So for little kids, the best, the very long-lasting thing that we can give is a good education. But now, if you talk about education, this is such a big word, and, yeah, and we don't want to get into that. But basically, as a parent and as a teacher, I think basically what you want them to have is their ability to make judgments, make decisions that is best for their life. And how do they make decisions and make judgments? Where I think we have to start from developing their intelligence.
Yeah.
If we have bright, intelligent kids, they will make the best decisions for themselves.
Yeah.
So the teaching at my center starts from that basic understanding.
What is the name of your center?
The center of my center is called Zheng Academic Center Incorporated. Okay, and it was founded in the year 2004. And I started out doing that out of my need to make a living. Okay, of course, that's apparently one thing. But also, it's actually a choice that I walked away from my professional training. I used to work in the industry for 11 years. And then I decided to devote myself to teaching. Enjoy teaching, and also I want to do something that I have been loving for quite a few years, and that is the teaching and learning of English.
I just love that. I was waiting for this world.
Yes.
Okay, what English everybody repeats English. Dr. Jang, you are teaching English-speaking children English.
Well, that's awkward, but
that seems to be
what I'm doing now.
You know, this is amazing because what we are learning because of that, to know the language well, you need to study this language, okay? It happened that a lot of Americans or English-speaking people just learn how to speak English, but doesn't mean that in real world they really think English, speak English well, and that they can just go to college and do the best that they can, because certain things they probably do not know. And you master this. That's amazing. I don't know if you can work with me because I'm just so stubborn, not learner right now. I think I know everything so well and I have my own radio show. Hello. That means that I do something right even when I don't speak well English. But I think that's what I represent. I represent the confused group of people who just try to do the best that they can because they think they need to make money. They need to make a living. They are thrown into life. And I am in certain age that, you know, going back to the studying, and I trust me, I studied many, many, many years, and I'm a very well educated human being too. But now I speak how I can only, and I accepted that. And thank you, listeners, for also accepting Ilona Europa's funky way of communicating. I don't know how to do differently, but Professor, you can, Doctor, you can help young people like Raju to be very, very good in English. Okay, I will make a little bit a break. Well, before we'll listen to the music, I want one more time for everybody to know where is the place and if they would like to send their own teenagers or children your way to make them just smarter. Could you give us the address, place, website? Because it's very important, I think, for people to know how to find you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. The name of the center is Jang Academic Center. Now, Jang is spelled as J-E-N-G. The address is 171 East Thousand Oaks Boulevard, suite number 101. Okay, that's in the city of Thousand Oaks.
And a website. We have a website. I already posted on Facebook, our Facebook, your Facebook, because we know that we can connect people very fast by one click. Then everybody can go to Accent On, and my post and your picture and Raju picture is there with, of course, this description what the Centrum is about. But again, website is?
Well, the website, if you type in Google and Jang Academic Center, you will be able to find my place. The website is www.jangolympicenglish.com. It's an awkward name, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, this Olympic is a beautiful word and not only sport related. Okay, now we need to take a little bit breather. And we have some amazing two songs, and I am so excited and nervous. One of them we already heard, but right now is we call this mastered, and is part of the whole CD for Shitanya and Raju. We both wrote the song, and Raju did part of a melodical talk, which was very important to us to have her brother and his voice on a sister's album. He did beautiful job. It was his first connection with the studio. From this moment on, we discovered that Raju is just a very amazing singer. We'll hear from him soon, but right now, Shitanya living in memories, and Raju is there also.
That old shop at the end of the street, where everyone that's gone still haunts me. That little boy who'd sit on the counter, he's older now and comes back for the same old things. That old shop at the end of the street, where everyone that's gone still haunts me. That little boy who'd sit on the counter, he's older now and comes back for the same old things. He said, take me where they used to be with tasty. That rocky wood, I screamed that I love.
time since I walked these streets. The people I used to know are no longer me. I see them clear as day, passing in front of my eyes. But they're all gone now and I'm paralyzed. I cry because you and I are all that's left. We're the only ones who have passed the test. Now we're older now, but I know that we can go back and visit our memories.
Look back and maybe create a place where you and me alone can escape. And we can play hide and seek without memories. Forever young we'll be. He says, take me where they all used to be. We're tasty. That rocky water scream that I love. They're just believing memories. Take me where they all used to be.
I just love this girl, and I hope whole world will fall in love with way how she sings, way how she writes her lyrics. And she says living in memories, which that's so important for all of us. And that's my next question to you, Dr. Jang. She's 12. You are living in memories too, me too. I'm from Poland. You are from Taiwan. And you got your own memories. I would like people know a little bit about your past. Could you explain us your road to America?
Okay, well, thank you. Again, I was born and raised in Taiwan. Okay, I guess I don't mind whether people know how old I am. I was born in 19... I wish it's 88, but it's 58. I was born in 1958, and I went through all the educations in Taiwan until I finished my bachelor's and master's degree. And then I served 2 years of my military service before I came here in 1986. So it's this year is what? It's to the end of 2014. So it's been 28 years since I came here. And so basically I am lost. I no longer know who I am because I stayed 28 years in Taiwan and 28 years in the United States. And so, well, I'm at a cross point. Anyway, so I came here and I studied material science and engineering, metallurgical engineering, and came to this country to try to change, to further study something that's related to material science, but I have never learned in Taiwan, which is ceramic engineering. So I got
ceramic
into
ceramic engineering.
Ceramic engineering, okay, not the kind of clay firing that you that come to your mind. It's an engineering ceramics, which was quite hot. It's still quite hot today. I went to University of Missouri in Rolla and studied for nearly 5 years and got my doctor's degree.
Doctor's and, degree. I'm repeating the great words. Okay.
And this is in
not enough of education. You still wanted to go more and more and educate and learn something new.
Yeah, but I have to say that I didn't go finish this route very smoothly. I struggle for as long as 15 years. I struggle as I have been sharing the stories with my students. I struggle in my math, in my physics, in my chemistry. Until eventually, slowly, painfully, painstakingly, I overcame that. And it got me to finish my degree. And after that, I graduated in 1991. A month later, I got a job that I sent out about 215 letters to look for a job and got only one response. And got only one, this is no exaggeration, exactly one interview opportunity. And that brought me from Missouri to Los Angeles.
Wow.
I went to UCLA and got interviewed from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., not 4 p.m., 5 p.m. Very exhausting experience, but I got a job.
Wow.
I became an assistant, visiting assistant professor at UCLA.
We just need to stop a little bit, because I know in your own head there was a very, very scary moment in your life. You said more than 200 letters, you are getting one response. People need to understand that life is sometimes about taking chances, and seems like they are so slim, but that chance, the one chance, will come back to you and open door for everything what you really dream about. And you were a professor, visiting professor at UCLA.
At UCLA, that's what brought me to California.
Wow.
And indeed, this is the least likely response of all the letters that I sent out. But the problem is, at that time, well, 1991, the economy was not doing very well. And all the job requirements require that I have work experience in the United States, and how could I have
funny
that?
When you are not here,
yes.
From here.
Okay.
You know, it's just a crazy world, you know, sometimes.
So I was beaten by that, but unfortunately someone was looking for a teaching job. Okay. So I got that. Yes.
And I'm sure they had a lot of options, but somehow, somewhere, after so many hours of interviewing you were the chosen one.
Yes, I don't know why, though.
No, you know what? We don't question this question, because that was the right job for you, and you are the right for what they wanted you to be. And that's we saying thank you, okay, for whatever upstairs was leading your journey to this point. Okay, then, now you're in L.A., you're in California, and you have your good job, you feel good. I need to also mention that we have your wife with us in the studio, and she will be not this time part of our interview, but we would like to say hi to her, and I know you love her dearly. You are really, really unusually funny gentleman and husband. You both are together more than 30 years right now, yes? Or around 30 years?
We have been married for 31 years, and we have been together for 35 years.
Congratulations. That's beautiful, beautiful. You have two beautiful children. Your daughter also finished USC, yes?
Yes.
Biology?
She double majored in English, literature, and biology, and later on got a degree in optometry.
How beautiful. Yes. And your son is older.
My son 20. is studying pharmacology at Cornell University now.
Wow.
Medical school. Yeah.
We would like to say hi to both of children and your sweet wife. And again, when you'll be back one day to my Accent On, we'll be talking life with you, because you have very unusual way of just being storyteller. I love it. You have answered for lots of different things. And first and foremost, what I love to say, you said that you are afraid of your own wife, and because she knows everything better than you.
The very mention of the word wife gives me,
And we love you this way. Your wife is just sweet and smart, and you are afraid of her for reason, probably. She's laughing. She says, no. But something is so charming about this this saying. You say the most gentlemen's, really, they need to learn that wife is the word that they're supposed to be afraid of a little bit.
The interesting thing is that when in this world, when every time we talked about truth, it doesn't sound like it's true.
Oh, yeah, she's
laughing.
People
laugh at it.
No, it's true, but people don't believe that it's true. But deeply inside, we all believe that most of husbands, that they really are a little bit afraid of their own wives, because wife knows better. Good for you. 31 years of marriage beautifully. Beautifully done. And many, many years before. Then now you are in L.A.? I want to just get you to this point that you decided what you really want to do is focus on the young brains.
Yes, young brains, indeed. You know, I have to confess that I do love young people, and I think a lot of people share my feeling, okay? Loving young people, because what they represent, They represent everything. They are the future. They are the possibilities. They are the creativities. They are the dreams of our future.
Yeah, that's the future. Future of all of us. And now we have this beautiful gentleman, 16 years old, Raju, who just studied in your place and loves you dearly. That's why you are here at Accent On, because I know how highly he and Sarita is talking about you and way how you change his maybe tiny issues with math or English, whatever he thinks he needs help with. And he has 2 years before he will be applying for colleges. He already is trying to take care of things that scared him or he's not secure perfectly. Like you mentioned, that the biggest trouble in life you had with few different subjects like chemistry, you said, and physics. English and physics, and now they're your strengths. Okay, Raju, I need to just give you a moment, okay, and talk to your professor, talk to the doctor, and just ask him a question, whatever question it would be, and just tell all of us why he's so cool and great and whatever your question is, not mine.
Well, so I think he's really amazing because he has his philosophy come into the meaning of education, because most teachers take the meaning of education as instilling a means of acquiring intelligence or knowledge. But Dr. Jiang is trying to also instill virtue and wisdom, because true education is learning how to become a better person as a whole, not just in one aspect, that aspect being intelligence. It's got to be the whole aspect if you want to be a healthy, happy person. So that's what Dr. Jiang has been trying to teach me all along. And even I feel like I'm really blessed to, like, just, I was looking for someone to help me with math, and along the way, it's helped me so many other ways. So I have to ask, why, what drives you to instill the meaning of wisdom and virtue along with intelligence? It would be much easier for you to just teach intelligence, but why do you take the extra step?
I love this question.
Okay, well, thank you, Raju. I think it's interesting that at your age you are asking this question. You should be worrying about your SAT score, okay, and nothing more than that. But,
yeah, bigger picture in this boy's head for sure, yeah.
Okay, well, I usually share with when I teach, I sometimes share with my students it's a reality that I teach the way that I learn. Okay, I'm teaching this way because that's the way I used to learn, and I'm still learning about life. Okay, and I stress not only intelligence, intellect, virtue, but also virtue and wisdom, because those are the elements that I think would truly make us peaceful and happy. And trying to seek enlightenment and happiness and peace in life is what I think the inner drive in many people, maybe all people. And I remember as a young man at the same age as Raju, okay, in Taiwan, somewhere Taipei in Taiwan, I awoke to this scary realization that life is so huge and unpredictable and so many unknowns that I was scared of it. I was completely scared of it and completely felt very, very lost in about how to proceed with my daily life. And then at that time, being a high school student, I also had a lot of things that I need to learn. I need to learn the hateful math. I need to learn the difficult, mysterious chemistry and the abstruse physics, and they all escape me.
Yeah.
Okay, and I find it very, very frustrating. Besides, feeling puzzled about life. Okay, and but I also had something that I love. I have always loved the English, Chinese. I continue to do that, so that makes life very, very busy. Okay, but also very, very a deep anxiety in me. And that prompted me to want to know more about what's going on in life. So at the same time, I was studying for, getting good grades and trying to get through high school and trying to get to college. And I was also very, very puzzled I was also seeking the light and trying to see where should I go? Where am I going? Who am I? Basic questions like that. And, yeah. later on in our life, as we grow older, this all became what? Laughable issues. Okay, but at that time, it was so real that it determined what way I want to learn. And also, eventually, I guess, the way I want to teach. So I know that, just being academically excellent, outstanding, doesn't make one happy. Even young people. And they, you know, when a student is young, they are very, very flexible. They are very, they can be educated. They can change. They're very flexible. And if we give them the right materials for them to think about, to learn about, then this would add the chances of knowing better and more about life so that they have a better orientation. And the eventual path, of course, is to be happy. As Roger said, we want to become a healthy and happy person.
And not being afraid so much.
And not being afraid of life.
The unknown.
Unknowns, yes.
Because unknown, in moment when you touch unknown, start to be known.
Yes.
You know, then it's just, but you say that intelligence is different. Wisdom is something that you need to learn, discover about yourself.
Yes.
And I'm sure, and Raju can only tell us that probably between studying, you both talk about lots of different things. And I think that's what probably your students love about you. How many students do you think through the 10, 11 years right now?
I probably have taught about 1,500 students.
That's a lot.
That in the past about 10 and a half years. Yeah.
Wow. You are like this hot man in Thousand Oaks and all this arena because, you know, you made the future for sure for a lot of parents much easier. Okay, Sarita, how did you find again Dr. Jang?
It's a great, actually. He's inspiring my child. And, you know, even when I put pressure, okay, how are your grades going on? And, you know, are you finishing your homework? What I listen when he goes to the class and comes back is, Mommy, everything is good. I know how to approach my problems now. It's not like, you know, I learned how to do this problem. It's more like I know how to approach the problems. So there's
find
a big difference.
Absolutely.
In what he achieves.
And it's not only one way sometimes to approaching the lots of different things. You need to find your own way sometimes, how to study, how to make this more, you know, pleasurable for you. The studying is sometimes very unpleasant, you know.
Pleasurable is a very, very good word. Pleasurable.
Yeah, because if not, if it's unpleasant, we don't want to touch it.
Yes.
And a procrastination, that was so funny. I just got some email from unusual gentleman who also is a vocal teacher and really known one. And he just, I don't know why he just listed in my email word procrastination, how many people really procrastinate doing something because they prefer to not do than do it. And honestly, the same problem with knowledge and being finding the pleasure in studying. You just better find it. If not, you will never learn anything in life. And you said 1,500 people. Raju, you have another question. I know, Mama, we talk a little bit about music and math and studying. Doctor, do you like music?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, I think, the position of art, dance, music in our formal education should really be stronger. Okay, we should put more emphasis in that aspect of their education because music... I'm not a musician. I'm not musically gifted in any sense, okay? But I do just like everybody else. I enjoy music. And music, you can see that why it allows people to express the inner feeling, finding a channel to give it out. And I think those who are gifted are really, really very precious. And they have the talent to channel out the inner human emotions.
And also,
beautifully, artistically.
I cannot imagine life without music for myself. My 90% of my family just was in us and is forever. And having, like, you have students that you can just little bit direct their knowledge and just let them express yourselves or just be less fearful, because sometimes they know they have something in them, but they don't know how to get these things out. And then standing in front of the public and just share with people and hoping for love, or, you know, that's a big achievement. And like I say, at the age of 16, you stay and say, oh, is this what I'm supposed to do? Or forget about what really drives me inside. And music is the dangerous zone, because sometimes will maybe not give you a lot of money, but you need to do it. You need to burn this candle in you, and nobody can tell you stop the fire. You need to be the one who wants to do it or not. We are talking about music. Time for another song. Okay. Well, that's really something the most hot that I think I can play today. This is a story that one, Shitanya probably is little sad that she's not here with us, but we love you and we're just thinking about you. And I think we need to share right now the song with everybody. It's called Taj Mahal. And honestly, idea about writing about Taj Mahal was mine, but the words that she put into the songs are hers. And we were working around the beautiful, you know, again, love stories and wanting to be Cinderella, like every woman wants to find the beautiful Prince Charming. But really, you know, this song is beautiful, has the lots of today's music and also the beautiful culture in it, which we and everybody probably in this room will appreciate, and hopefully everybody who listen. Then again, Shitanya, Taj Mahal, and very, very important part of the song is a Raju. Raju, you are studying classical way of singing, yes?
Yeah, Indian classical music.
And that's what we thought and is necessary to be part of the song. And you did just exquisite job. And thank you again for Jerry Jones for amazing arrangement, and Dennis Olovitz for just producing the song crazy way. Somebody's calling me, but we don't care. Shitanya, Taj Mahal.
Travel clock will never come. They say
What do we think?
Beautiful.
She's 12. Raju is 16. And again, I want to describe, Raju is studying classical way of singing for how many years?
About 6 years now.
6 years, and you are taught by masters from India.
Yeah,
what
from
is
India.
Your master name?
Oh, my master's name is Sri Daruri Sesachari. He's from Andhra Pradesh, India. He's in a group called the Hyderabad Brothers. It's him and his brother, and he's world renowned for his Indian classical music.
I cannot wait when he will be back in America. We'll introduce him to everybody, and we'll bring him to Accent On, and all of us will be enjoying his way of singing, of course, with you. But I hope he will also enjoy your pop version and twisting your talent into what pop culture is. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, marrying these two cultures together, world culture with Indian culture. Yeah. We have two amazing, very talented children, young people, 12 years old girl, Chaitanya Ivaturi, amazing, Raju Ivaturi, amazing people. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about them, you know, and the future that I see in front of them. Okay, you know, time is running very fast. We have only like 5 minutes before our show will be over, and then we have CBS coming with the news. I don't want to forget anything. If Raju, do you have any question that you had in mind?
Yes. On the topic of music, I know that music, as Dr. Jang said, is a very important way to express oneself. And same thing can be said about literature, which is a very, I know, is a topic of great interest to you. So what do you see between education and music? Any parallels?
Well, education, I would say that the probably one of the goals of education is to bring out the best in human being, the human qualities. And music talent is, you know, ever since the ancient history, or even the primitive peoples, when they express their joys, they express their sadness, they use song and dance. These two are always tied together. And that means the deepest part of human being is to be expressed through that channel. And education is a refined process of trying to tap into a similar expression. So to me, it's all the same thing, trying to find the best in human nature, and bring it out.
That's beautiful said. And yes, we would like to again to give people a website to your educational place that everybody can find us in this arena. You know, if they want to contact you for another questions, and they happen not in Thousand Oaks, I think they can do that also, yes? And what is your website, please, Doctor?
Okay, the website is www.jengolympicenglish.com. Okay, and no space in between.
And how we spell your name?
My last name is J as in John, E as in English, N as in Nancy, G as in George.
Thank you so, so much, Raju Ivaturi. Thank you so, so much for your talent. And, of course, Sarita.
Thank you.
Ivaturi, so
also, Chaitanya, we love you. And wife is here. Also, we would like to say thank you for joining us today. And before I will say Happy New Year to everybody who listen to us and will be listening in the future, I would like to say bye-bye to 2014 with my own song, Eternal Kiss, a little part of it. And before we'll say 2015, welcome and be better than 2014. We all hope for that, okay? Thank you so much, and I will be here on Monday, 2015. Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.